Hi, Marcus Fernandez here, principal and founder of the Center for Homeopathic Education, or CHE. The following episode is one of the incredible lectures our students have access to, and we wanted to share this content with you free of charge to give you a taste of what it's like to study homeopathy with CHE. This lecture is on homeopathy and diabetes by the internationally acclaimed homeopath Dr. Robin Murphy. If you enjoy this lecture and you're interested in studying homeopathy with some of the best teachers in homeopathy today, then get in touch with us here as our next intake is in January 2024. Please contact us at www.chehomeopathy.com for more information on how to apply. I hope you enjoy this lecture.
Okay, so let's get going here. We'll just talk 1 second about this. The human being and why homeopathy is so important. Okay, so we divide the human being by seven. We have these seven layers. Okay, but most of them are physical. So we have anatomy, structural layer. So people that have traumas, you'll see the center of gravity here and the etiology here. So you're going to have to address your therapy to that level. Okay. And if someone else has organ problems, hepatitis, pancreas problems, you're going to have here, and that disease will spread out to the other levels. The head injury can spread and affect all of these levels, okay? And then there's biochemistry, too much iron in the blood, too much cholesterol, whatever the issue is. We can also see that. But here's where modern medicine ends, right at number four. So modern medicine sees... after biophysics, there's nothing to measure. So it's a void. It's a flat earth theory of modern medicine. That if they can't measure, if we can't see beyond the horizon, then there is nothing beyond the horizon. And that's 1,000 years of European history, thousands of years of European history. It's flat. You will fall off the end. And the same thing with modern medicine. So they shut up right after this. It doesn't exist. Who they are as human beings doesn't exist because it can't be measured. You can measure anything you want. Doesn't mean you know it. Okay? They can cremate my body and take the ashes. They will find nothing about me from those ashes. Nothing. Okay? Because that's just a physical thing. And in summer school, we'll do summer school here in July. We're getting big details about constitutions. And I'm going to show you how to merge Ayurvedic stuff with homeopathic stuff. And that. And so right here, the secret of homeopathy is we're hitting the vitality. And the vitality is what ties all seven layers together. Okay? That's the link. So when you hit vitality, you can send energy to the anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, psychology, or even consciousness. Okay? So we're a little limited right there. But that's the beauty of homeopathy, is that we can hit these things. And the other beauty of homeopathy is diversity. You can practice, you know, just my personal experience. I've treated people in the jungle all the way to billionaires and government officials, okay? I mean, the diversity of it, from hangnails, toenail problems, all the way to brain tumors, from epilepsy all the way to malaria epidemics. It's unbelievable, okay? So I'm going to show a quick little video of Homeopaths Without Borders went down to Haiti. We show after the earthquake. So they gave me 2 hours to train somebody in homeopathy. So I'm sitting there, they're interviewing me and saying, I said, well, if I had someone to train, and the cameraman put down the camera, that was Rico, and said, train me. And by the time we left, he was telling unbelievable stories. He would go into the tents and people would be crying and screaming. He'd leave and be quiet. And they got off of, it's hard to say this, but it was so effective, they are afraid of him. They couldn't believe that this has to be magic or something. You know, babies scream and he puts a drop in their mouth and the baby quiets in seconds. Okay? It's unbelievable. So the movie's coming out, I don't know when. It's called Just One Drop. And I just gave a talk to a group of medical doctors and I gave them a case of Just One Drop. And this case is in my book, Case Analysis. I just gave the same case. And this woman fell down and got a horse, threw from her horse. The horse landed on her pancreas and shut down her pancreas. So I saw her a year later. She was emaciated. She could eat no solid foods. And the doctors gave her a few months to live. Okay. So this is at a dinner table of some board members of the naturopathic college. They're trying to get some, raise some money. So I said, so I'm young in my 30s and brash and all that. So, oh yeah, I can fix that, no problem. So I go out in my car and I get some Arnica. And all I had was, you know, 10M. So I gave her one dose of Arnica 10M, one drop I gave her. And 3 days, she relived the experience. She saw the horse, she went through the colic, she went through vomiting, diarrhea, everything. After that, her pancreas kicked back in. So to make a long story short, one of her best friends contacted me a year ago, and that was 33 years ago. One drop, and in 33 years, she's still doing fine. So one drop, one dose of Arnica. So that's how, what a great blessing homeopathy is for the earth. No matter what they say and all this, when you get to real people without all this cultural, mental, intellectual barriers in their mind, and they just see if it works, that's all that matters. So anybody that's a homeopath is really, you know, you have the tools and gifts to help anybody in the world in almost any circumstances. One person with homeopathy can help a whole city, a whole village, a whole whatever. Okay, and one little kit. Okay, we had 50 remedies in the kit, 1,000 doses in each vial, 50,000 doses. And you'd carry it in your pocket. Okay, versus hauling down equipment and machines and all this. So, after 40 some years, I'm still gung ho for homeopathy. Okay. All right. So let's get into our topics here. This weekend we're talking about some modern diseases. We're going to talk about diabetes, heart disease, maybe some arthritis, osteoporosis, whatever we can get to. We get to as many things as we got, and we do some great tonics. If you like frankincense and all that, I think you're going to like the ones we do today and tomorrow too. They're so special, some of these tonics, and so simple and easy, like the charcoal and this stuff. Okay. So as most of you know, there's many reasons for our sickness. You know, 70% of Americans are on drugs. So the Health Care Reform Act is designed to make it 100%. Okay, it's like some science fiction movie where the whole population is controlled by chemicals. You know, this type of thing. There's no empowerment. There's no self-sustainability. There's only dependence. And it's a dead-end street of addiction or maintenance. So as I tell people, there's no health care reform in the United States. It's disease management for profit economic reform. Yep. Yes. So they're reforming the economics of it. There's not one word in the Health Care Act about changing any therapies or broadening the scope or adding wellness or nothing. It's only economic reform because that's all they see is the money. And most, you know, 80, 90%, barring accidents and some external things, most of these diseases are self-created, okay? The ancient sages say we dig our grave with our knife and fork. Some people dig fast, and some people dig slow. Okay? It's very simple. So eating and our diets are number one cause. You name it, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, every one of these is related to diet. So as homeopaths, we have to look at diet, okay? And not just our remedies. Now, remedies is the first big step of repair. There's different levels of treating people. You got to repair them first. Then you got to maintain them. And then you get to the real stuff where you start regenerating them. So there's many levels. We can't stop just at getting rid of their symptoms or their disease. We want to keep people going on a healthy thing. So you'll see all these trauma, fatigue, toxicity, all kinds of things. So the first one we're going to get into, and I might go a little fast on this, is diabetes. How many people know someone with diabetes? It's everybody. Everybody. Now, this is a quick word about the electrons, and I just gave a talk to a group of doctors, and actually the doctor that set up this theory, his name is Tom Levy, he was at the seminar I taught. So I've been teaching your philosophy all over the world. And that. So I believe the vital force, the first manifestation of the vital force in the physical body is that it moves electricity. Okay? And we have to have this concept that we're electrical beings. Okay? So right at that biophysics in the body, before biochemistry, there's electricity. So when your electrons are flowing properly, you have no pain. If you have an injury to your elbow and the electrons will get stopped, you get pain. So from that little opening, I found out the power of antioxidants and electrolytes to treat all kinds of things. Did I mention pickle juice last time I was here? Unbelievable. A shot of pickle juice will pick you right up. Good for dehydration, good for headaches, good for people in pain, all these type of things. Vinegar, salt, and some herbs. And they're all electrolytes. So all this, a good diet, goji berries, chia seeds, all this stuff, and high in antioxidants, is a big rage. It's actually transforming, you know, the country. The number one TV show in the United States is Dr. Oz, and it's on superfoods. Number one. Okay? So the whole population is getting exposed. But why antioxidants work? Because it helps our electricity flow. Why are we declared dead? When there's no electrical activity. Okay? So that's the connection, how we connect the vital force to the physical body is through electrons and electron flow. Acupuncture needles enhance electron flow, okay? So when we have a disease state, there's blocked, weak, stagnant, or disrupted flow. When you have too much electricity, the person's hyperactive. Too little, they're fatigued, okay? So I just want to say a few words about that. So when electron flow has imbalance or declines, all chronic diseases. So there's underlying, there's some, for physical diseases especially, a universal theory that for some organ to fail, its electrical input has to fail first. Okay, well we say, in Chinese medicine, we say that it's lacking, deficient in qi. The liver has deficient qi. Okay, so homeopathy is deficient in all these internal anatomy. And that's a big talk I'm going to give on in the summer school, is when you learn what it looks like inside your body, the nadis, the meridians, the chakras, and know that as a tool for diagnosis and treating people. It's an unbelievable asset for homeopaths. Okay? And that's just three big areas of homeopathy. Emergency homeopathy. Always, you know, learn that first and emphasize that first. Have a first aid kit in your car, in your house, and all that. You can never turn back once you've had a first aid kit and you've seen it work. Animals, plants, babies, it doesn't matter, okay? But know you're there. Then know clinical homeopathy, which is learning how to antidote things, potentize drugs and making remedies, all the practical side of homeopathy. And you're learning the differentials, okay? Here's the top five remedies for diabetes in the last 200 years. That's what I want to know, okay? So that doesn't mean there's not other remedies. No, there's 50, 60 remedies in the repertory on it, more than that, 100, okay? But you look at the bold type, the capitals and all that, it narrows it right down from 5,000 to 10, 15 remedies. Based on history, this is what the constitutional homeopaths don't get. So when I prescribe lycopodium or something for diabetes, there's a whole history of thousands of homeopaths before me that have used that and seen it work. We're not starting from scratch. We're not going to spend another 200 years to see if these new theories in homeopathy work. We have to build on what is already built instead of building a new whole new thing. Okay? So we want to plug in. The repertory materia medica is our plug in to the past history of these things. Okay? And then there's constitutional homeopathy, you know, given one dose for that person's whole life. And I usually do that after they get through this. They have to get by this first. So basically, constitutional homeopathy to me is for pretty regularly healthy people. It's not for someone dying with cancer. You know, someone has cancer of the liver, and we just have cancer as a symptom. No. It's what has to be cured. It can't be another symptom. All mental emotionals are more important. Not in this case. The mental emotional is not killing the patient. It's the liver cancer. So this idea of being stuck in this hierarchy of mental, emotional, physical is a big problem in homeopathy. That hierarchy should fluctuate and be individualized with the case. Okay? The pathology is severe, the most important symptoms are pathology. The psychology is severe, the most important symptoms are psychology. No book or teacher can tell you that. The patient tells you where to prescribe. Okay? And all these can lead to health and healing. So diabetes mellitus, okay? We got all kinds of foods and diet, exercises, and all kinds of therapies that we can use, okay? One I didn't want to get into because it's like a half hour video, but Gabriel Cousins, people have heard of him? Okay, maybe I should have brought the video. Gabriel Cousins has, he's 75, 80 years old or something. He's a medical doctor in Arizona called the Tree of Life. You can look him up on YouTube. And they cure diabetes in 30 days, 90%, 100%. And all they did is put people on raw food. And they've got people out of LA, overweight, diabetes, insulin dependent, all this stuff. And they put them on raw food. And within 3 or 4 days, they go through a little detox. 3 or 4 days, they're off. The first week, they're all of them are off their insulin. Okay? So just think, 30 years or 30 days. And it comes down to one word. I think it's one word. Willpower. And they took, in that video, there's a big DVD on it. You can buy the DVD and show it to people. Some people have it in their offices and all that, you know. And you can see the results. These people are totally not into anything like that. Only one guy left, and all the rest were totally cured. Lab tests every day, checking their insulin every day. So the number one thing you learn is you increase your raw food, okay? It helps all diabetics and everybody. 30, 40, 50%. It's so easy to get to 50%. Have smoothies and some raw fresh fruit or vegetables in the morning, you're at 33%. Have a salad, you know, at both other meals, you're at 50% already, okay? But we're designed to eat that type of food. We have color vision, opposable thumb, a long intestines, all these, depth perception. We are biologically made to eat colorful food that grows in trees. Carnivores do not have any one of those. Okay? So many things can be done for diabetes, but 30 days, that's the fastest I've seen with any therapy. Okay, so the word diabetes comes from Greek, means to siphon, to pass through, and mellitus means sugar, sweet, or honey. Okay? And I'm not going to get into a lot of this. You guys can look up the anatomy physiology. It's pretty straightforward. Okay? So it's a common chronic disorder. We're talking about millions and millions of people worldwide, epidemics and stuff and all that. So it's an abnormal, as we all know, blood sugar metabolism. Now these statistics are unbelievable. 17 million individuals, and these are all, I don't know when I did this, years ago. It's way bigger than this. Okay, the number has grown 50% in the last decade. It's like going like this. Okay, autism, diabetes, all these things are just going like that. Breast cancer started leveling off and going down because they finally stopped giving the HRTs, the hormone replacement therapy, after denying it for a decade. Then they started cutting back and breast cancer incidence went down. Okay, now I know a lot of naturopaths are not giving these bioidentical hormones and all this stuff. I said, still external hormone, okay? And this is, I like these phrases. Oh, you have pre-cancer. And I say, isn't every cell in the body pre-cancer? Potential for cancer? Oh, you're pre-diabetic. Okay? That means we can't find enough to really label you yet. I'm not gonna say if we're lucky, but it's amazing, you know. So, and it's all about lifestyle and poor nutrition. Okay. And everybody knows it, the doctors know it, the people know it, and that, but they want some external quick solution is the problem. Okay? I have so many of these charts, and every chart looks the same. And you'll see in the South, where there's more poverty and all that, wherever the disease is, you'll see that area darker. Okay? And that. So I live right here. Where do I live? I live right here, right there in Virginia. Okay, so it's not so bad. But down Mississippi, Louisiana, horrible amounts of diabetes. And then we look at it worldwide too. These are the clusters and the counties with the highest diabetes. They also have one of a longevity. They have who are the longest lived people in the United States. That would be an interesting map to find. And there's one in Maryland, a little cluster there, and there's one in Loma Linda, California, and that's it. And Loma Linda, California is where the Seventh Day Adventists have their headquarters. And they're all Christian vegetarians. And it's the highest lived place in the United States. And we haven't figured out why Maryland, right outside of Baltimore, Maryland, is a cluster of long-lived people. So it has to be the water, I believe, you know. So it's a medical time bomb. It's supposed to double in the next 15 years. 300 million, the population of the United States and Europe, all diabetic. I mean, that is a lot of money. A lot of business is a better way to say it, okay? Because as Bill Maher said in the last video, I said, it's a perfect disease that you can maintain. It's not too serious where they might die. It's not too mild where they might cure themselves. It's a disease where you can just keep them on insulin and all the diabetic and equipment and ordering stuff for the rest of their life without ever fixing the problem. Yes?
It's being artificially induced by prescription statins as well.
Yes. Well, I'm going to talk about a little of that. And I'll show you that there's a drug that they give mice to induce diabetes. It's a homeopathic remedy. So we're going to get to that. So that's one of our tautopathic or antidotes, okay, for people that have been damaged by other drugs. Okay, and the amount of money, and it's just unbelievable statistics. Now, this is really shocking. Now, we got Mexico, Brazil, and how countries right next to it doesn't have as high diabetes. And that's the cultural diet. Mexico's real bad. But look at Saudi Arabia. You would have to... patients, he was there in Cairo with me. Half the patients we've seen in Cairo were diabetic. Half. Generals and politicians come in. Abdul Hai, we get another diabetic. Okay? So we still haven't figured out why. I met a medical doctor in the military. He says there's some parasites that also cause diabetes. So I have to look into that. But this is the worst place in Egypt and then Mexico and all that. And then it's going to spread. And these are the epidemics that no one gets upset about because it's not contagious. Just imagine 300 million malaria or AIDS patients, that the whole world would be joining together and united to fight this horrible disease. But since it's diabetes and it's manageable, then it's not so much. Okay? So we got here side effects of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. You can get eye damage, a big thing I see, because we always see them at the end. They're starting to get retinal hemorrhage, and the doctors couldn't do anything. And then they come to us, and we end up treating their eyes or their neuropathies or their sores. And then we start trying to treat the diabetes in general. And then after that, we try to get them healthy in general. Okay, so all kinds of things. Increases heart attack, kidney damage, impotency, numbness, reduced blood supply. All this stuff can happen as a result of diabetes. So I'm going to say some things that might be upsetting to people. And here's the first thing I'm going to say. You are looking at the side effects of insulin. Yeah. Can you imagine being on insulin for 20 or 30 years and there's no side effects? No. Now, no one would accuse insulin, our savior, for diabetics. This and that pig insulin, by the way. So we'll get to that because we have homeopathic provings of insulin. We have all this stuff. I said, there it is. Chronic side effects, let alone addiction and side effects from insulin. Okay. So more complications here. Kidney disease, we don't get into the statistics and all that. 60 to 70% of the people, okay, will get these neuropathies. And so in my books, I put neuropathy and diabetes for foods and tonics. There's an unbelievable mushroom that's been curing. It rebuilds nerve tissues from spinal damage and neuropathies and diabetes. Anybody know it? No, lion's mane. Lion's, and it looks like a white stringy mushroom. And I have it, and it's unbelievable for regenerating nerve tissue.
What's its clinical name?
We have to look it up at the break. The Latin name. But it's called lion's mane. It's like the hair. I'm a Leo, so I like that mushroom. The lion's mane. Okay. Look at this. Really sad statistics. 60% of all amputations, non-traumatic, are because of diabetes. My grandmother, and it's the only image I have of my grandmother, is that her in a wheelchair, and then her in a wheelchair with her legs cut off because of diabetes. All throughout my family, okay, for generations. And it was managed and step by step, from walking to wheelchair to blindness to amputation and all this stuff. Type 2. I'm only talking about type 2. No, not this time. I didn't prepare that. But a lot of the tonics and stuff are the same. And a lot of the remedies are the same. And say it's not curable, you know, I don't know. You don't know until you try. Type 1 diabetes. Okay. One's more kidney related, one more pancreas related. So here's the homeopathic rubric for diabetes. And you can see the extensive history we have in treating it. And that, but there's a few good remedies, and this is Aloxin, which we'll talk about, and Bovista, a big one, carcinosin. Carcinosin is as big indicator, a history of diabetes in family is more of an indicator to me than the history of cancer. Okay? If we have time tomorrow, I'd give a little talk on breast cancer, because I was here 6 years ago, I think it was. But I'll give a short talk if we have time on that. But carcinosin, an unbelievable diabetic remedy. Especially, I'm not going to get any, every one of these, but if you have insomnia and diabetes, I'm looking at that remedy first, okay? And, or a history of a lot of psychological trauma and stress, then the patient gets diabetes and has keynotes of carcinosin, okay? This is a false unicorn, lead. We got phosphoric acid. This is the emaciated diabetic, right? And a big one, lycopodium, phosphorus, and all that. Uranium nitrates, these are some syngesium, some specific remedies that people just in India and places give to all the diabetics. So I'll mention some of these things too. Yes? Type 1, yes. Yeah, they're different diseases. One's more entrenched and more genetic is type 1. And the other one's acquired more. Yes, type 2. And it's totally reversible. I mean, the most horrible case is reversed in 30 days just with the food. You know, and I'm thinking of, well, if we had a clinic where we put people on the raw food and they go through the detox and we're giving them remedies and charcoal during the detox, you can get people really smooth through this stuff, okay? We have the tools. So I've given many talks about this. I'm not going to spend many time on aspartame. And I don't know what do you guys call it here? Sweet and low? Yeah. Now, my main point, they've changed the name, just so you know. What's the new name? Amino sweet. Because it originated from amino acid. So because there's so much bad publicity on aspartame, they changed the name and they got the FDA to approve it so they can market it better. So if you see amino sweet, that's aspartame. And a lot of products, I don't know about here, but in the United States, a lot of products, they can put it in without saying it's in there. But anything that says diet has it in it. Diet gum, diet candy, diet sodas, and all this stuff. And it's an insulin stimulant. It's unbelievable that drinking diet soft drinks or sodas to lose weight will create diabetes, okay? In experiments with animals and in people, okay? So it's all kinds of stuff. So these are some of the worst things to do. And why? Because it breaks down to two toxic chemicals. Aspartame breaks down to formaldehyde, and methanol, rubbing alcohol. So when you give a child a diet soda, you're giving them formaldehyde and rubbing alcohol. It breaks down to those two products, okay? And I've told the story, the Michael J. Fox story. I think I told that last time I was here in November. Michael J. Fox, the American actor who has Parkinson's disease, he promotes Diet Pepsi, okay? He's the biggest promoter, and they asked him in an interview, why are you promoting diet? He says, I love this stuff. I drink 12 bottles a day. And he's also the head of a Parkinson's Foundation. He goes out and raises money for Parkinson's research, and he's promoting the cause of it. How ironic. All chronic disease, not Parkinson's, diabetes, aspartame is behind brain tumors, miscarriage, on and on and on, is it? Okay, so let's look at one remedy. And loxanum, this is an allopathic drug. It's in the homeopathic Materia Medica. It's in my Materia Medica. It's in the repertory. And this is the drug that they give mice in laboratories to induce diabetes. Then they do research on the diabetic-induced rats, which is unscientific because you already damaged the thing you're studying. Okay? So this is a remedy, what do you call it, a non-descript remedy for diabetes. But I say if you know it's from statins or you know it's a drug or a toxic thing, I would lean toward this based on the cause, okay? And we have here disturbed sleep with nightmares. We have osteoporosis, muscular weakness in this and that. A lot of liver weakness. Of course, blood sugar problems, and neurasthenia is nerve weakness, bone loss, sleep problems, and pancreas. Now that, so that's a little remedy, potentized allopathic drug that can be very helpful for diabetes. Especially if someone's on the borderline, get them a 6X or 6C, and it's, you know, they're pre-diabetic and they're, you know, or taking oral or just on the beginning of something, this might be something to cut it, right? Nip it in the bud, as we say. Okay, so it's so specific for creating diabetes, that's homeopathy. It's similar to diabetes. If it can produce it, it can cure it. Okay, and it has all these pimples, itching, spontaneous bruising and eruptions. We call these little blood bruises. The least little hit, they get a big bruise. Just like phosphorus, phosphoric acid also has that with diabetics. Okay, so that's a little remedy that has specific use, okay? And then here's one of the biggest remedies. In our whole Materia Medica, someone tell me what's the top 10 remedies that you've seen, carcinosin would be in the top 5. For everything. Yeah. It's that big of a remedy. So the discharge from a breast cancer, that one, is such a powerful remedy, okay? It's amazing. So we have here, the big keynote here is the chronic insomnia. It's an acute remedy, it's an emergency remedy, just for chronic insomnia. 3, 4, 5 days, can't sleep, no matter what the problem, psychological, depression, you know, whatever the problem is. You know, you want to think of that, okay? So it has a lot of symptoms similar to calculus, too. So people that had traveled a lot, had a chronic jet lag and all this stuff, or night shift people, and they find in diabetes and breast cancer that night shift can increase your risk factors for getting diabetes, okay? And a big one here is nursing of loved ones. And we see this if you have, a wife nurse her husband with prostate cancer, cases I've seen. I say, oh, here's another one. She nursed him for 6 months, a year, waking up at night, all times during the night and all that, and then he passes away. And then she goes in carcinosin state. Calculus, again, similar state. Okay, they gave all their emotional energy and they were sleep deprived. So that's a double whammy. You guys say whammy here? A double whammy there. You got all the emotional, nursing of loved ones is more traumatic than being a nurse nursing someone you don't know. Okay, and there's no one else there. So that as a history in the case, we look for things like that to confirm carcinosin for diabetes. Well, when did your diabetes start? Oh, in my 30s. What was going on in your life? Oh, I was here, I was there, I was in school, I had this job. And you try to figure out. What we treat is most likely in the story, not in the symptoms. So you can repertorize with computers all you want, but if you don't have the story, you don't know what the context or the meaning of these symptoms are. They're just data points. And data points are not all equal. One can lead to another. Okay? If you have a diabetes with a bad liver and some jaundice and stuff like that, you know, the jaundice is secondary to the liver problem. Okay, so you have a remedy that fixes the liver and has jaundice and diabetic, then you're in business. Okay? But there's a progression. It's not just this linear thing, it's a story. Big shocks. Okay? Again, nursing loved ones or death. Multiple deaths in a family, tragedies, disasters, all this stuff. Carcinosin's a big one. When I was in Haiti, unbelievable. I gave out so much calculus, it was the number one remedy. And Rico and his family, he's talking about, you know, he has a big, nice house. I said, but if you saw that they were living in the driveway, these are educated people, in the driveway, in tents. So there's 10 people and a couple of tents in the driveway. And I said, well, why aren't you living in the house? They're afraid the roof might fall on them. So they moved out of their house. And it wasn't just him. It was everywhere we went. People were living in their driveway, in their backyard, because they were afraid there. While we were there, we had another earthquake. We were up on this hill overlooking Port-au-Prince, and we had an earthquake there. Okay? So you ought to see all these things in people's life. But the number one thing was insomnia. Okay? So you have a situation where people are in terror. And it's like your adrenaline fires, all this stuff fires, and you're in this high state of alertness, and they don't come back down. Now, if you see that in someone's history, and no matter what the disease, okay? It can lead to all kinds of diseases, but it often is there with diabetes too. Okay, a lot of stress, shock, trauma, physical abuse, sexual abuse, all this stuff. It matches staph aureus in this situation. Someone's been abused mentally, emotionally, and physically their whole life, sleep problems and all that, then they have diabetes. Okay, so, and then we look at their diet and we look at their life story, and you can put the two together. Okay. Someone else that may have had all these, but they had a better diet, they don't go to diabetes. They might go to something else. Okay? But a bad diet plus this heavy, heavy stress is that. Okay? And also toxemia, malnutrition, and it leads to all kinds of things associated with that, fibromyalgia and this. Okay? But it's big in the history of it. Homeopathic insulin. People have given it. Good remedy. It's amazing. In India, it got real popular. But it got popular not for diabetes. And this is the beauty of homeopathy. Insulin's number one use in India is for hepatitis. So it's showing us that insulin is also affecting our liver in this. So insulin 30C was effective in altering blood sugar levels in some research. It's an acute remedy for someone who's overdosed on insulin. So if you overdose on insulin, your blood sugar drops too far. Okay, so you have an emergency remedy there. Of course, some sugar and water or something will help too. I'm not saying that. But if someone keeps overdosing or they're real insulin sensitive, okay, or they've been on it for a long, long time, and they start getting the side effects. No one ever talks about side effects of insulin. We just assume that it's okay. Okay? So these are the things that causes. Okay? All kinds of liver problems and hepatitis for insulin side effects, blood sugar problems, pancreatic weakness, and this chronic fatigue. So people took insulin as approving, and they start getting tired and tired. Okay? So I use it as an antidote, as a complementary remedy for people on insulin or from people trying to come off of their insulin. We have all these overdose of insulin, side effects of insulin, trying to come off their insulin. Okay? And a good thing to do is not tell people to stop their insulin. You can increase their raw food, give them some tonic. We have some unbelievable tonics for diabetics, okay, that you can buy in stores and stuff like that. So you get to have them eat more raw food, give them one or two tonics to take, and prescribe your remedy, either an antidoting remedy or general diabetic remedy. Or if you take their general case and you see a remedy like lycopodium or phosphorus, it might fit the whole case. Now, this is the problem and the good thing about constitutional prescribing. If you can hit that constitution with that right remedy, and that right remedy is close enough to the disease, it can take out both. And in a lot of people, they become doubles and triples. So this woman was cal-carb as a baby, then in her 20s and all that, she had low thyroid and became more cal-carb. Okay, and now she's in her 60s and she has arthritis and stiffness and some little rust tox on top, but she's even more cal-carb. Now these are the cases they present. He gave one dose and it's a miracle. It cured all the stuff because she was cal-carb, cal-carb, cal-carb. But someone else could be cal-carb, have a grief, go cal-carb, nat-mir. Okay, and then you're taking the case with a nat-mir and cal-carb together because you didn't look at the story. The timeline of the case is sorted out for you. Homeopathy becomes so much easier when you have a timeline and a story there. And you know what you're doing and where you're aiming at. We're treating the last 5 years of his life, okay? When this head injury happened till now. And all the other stuff is the next remedy. But you see, it's this remedy, and you see some symptoms prior to that, then that remedy might spill over and work on another level, okay? So what else here? Epileptic convulsions, mental derangements have been produced by injecting insulin in people. Okay, so some people get their first shot of insulin or they take too much and it's a medical emergency. Okay. And that's in my Materia Medica. I was going to talk about it, but you guys can look up insulin and all its uses through all the side effects throughout the whole body. Okay. Lycopodium, calcarea carbonica, those are probably the two biggest constitutional and what we call fundamental remedies for diabetes. It covers, lycopodium is a big one, okay? So the diabetic with gas and bloating, craving sweets, right-sided problems, all your classic keynotes, craving warm drinks. Worse at what time? 4 to 8. Just checking. Oh, it's right up here. Oh, I just read the whole thing. So you just have these images in your mind. Someone starts talking to you, oh, it's like a podium. You don't really have to think so much. People remember the stories. Oh, a chamomile story. One chamomile story of an earache with a baby. You know it forever. Oh, this sounds like that one story, okay? And lycopodium, okay? Gas and bloating, and they gain the weight in the hips, and all this stuff, and the bloating, and the craving of sweets, okay? Typical, average type of diabetic. But I look for the keynotes up here, poor self-confidence, problems with public speaking, and you'll see lycopodium on a different level, where carcinosin's much more trauma, much more stress, where lycopodium, they had domineering parents, but they weren't abused. But the parents didn't support their self-confidence. I have a talk on self-esteem if we can get to that, because self-esteem is a big issue. As a chronic disease. We don't limit ourselves just to pathology. So it's so big, I made some slides just on self-esteem remedies. Because you'll see that behind ADD, okay? So usually there's these self-esteem issues and all this stuff, and these people have ADD. So we'll give a big talk on ADD today, okay? So these are just the keynotes of some of these remedies. So another one is phosphorus. And again, typical phosphorus person, there's three or four big symptoms of diabetes, or anybody that comes in that has unbelievable thirst and frequent urination. Those are, and craving sweets, those and sugar in the urine. Those are the four classic diagnostic symptoms of diabetes, okay? In Tibet, 1,000 years ago, they would taste the urine of the patient, and it was sweet, they knew they had diabetes, okay? So phosphorus has all the symptoms. We use it often in later stage diabetes, not so much as a constitutional. And this is why people miss phosphorus, because they thought, oh, this person's not thin and wiry and all the body type of phosphorus. It doesn't matter. If you have retinal hemorrhages, bleeding easily, nosebleeds, neuropathies, numbness and tingling of the hands and feet, all this stuff is phosphorus. But the big key notes are craving chocolate and thirst for drinks and the bleeding, okay? Breakthrough bleeding. The least little bump, they would have a bruise and it would take a long time to heal. I had one amazing case of a woman that she came to me and she's crying in the office. I said, she says, what? She says, she's been diabetic for 20 some years. I said, well, what's the problem? She said, I can't give myself any shots anymore. I said, well, what's the problem? She says, her whole body is full of nerve pains, okay? And they tried the shot in the butt, they tried this, and last she's been giving it in her thighs and all that. And now when she, if she picks up the syringe to give herself a shot, her arm will not let it go. Her own body, unconscious, will stop it. She has to go like that. And as soon as she sees the syringe, she gets nerve pains, burning, sharp, radiating pains throughout her whole body, okay? And she had been to some homeopaths and naturopaths, and they took the constitutional case. She comes to me, and I'm a simpleton. What did I give her? When I tell you, it's like it's so simple. We got a needle, puncture wound, one dose of hypericum. Nerve pain is more hypericum. Ledum is more bruising. Yeah, it's a first aid problem. She had been punctured so many times for 20 years. Her old nervous system went haywire. That's all this simple hypericum case. Okay, the students are there, you know, looking in their book. Oh, there's nothing about diabetes and hypericum. I said, what? Puncture wound. Simple case. Okay. I told another case of the doctors I talked to 2 weeks ago. A patient fell and hit the back of her head, and she went blind. You know, so I'm leaving the clinic, and they say, well, you know. I said, you guys take care of it. And they said, it's a head injury. So I stopped and I go back. So we give her a remedy. We gave her Nat Sulf, 30C. And then 2 days later, they come back. They're yelling and screaming in the clinic and all that. The students come and get me. I said, what's going on? That patient you gave that Nat Sulf, she's freaking out. She can't handle it. And I go in there, I said, what's the problem? She's mad because her eyesight's coming back too fast. But it's a shock. Have you been totally, you talk about photophobia. Okay, see, didn't think about that, did you? She wasn't complaining that it was painful. It was painful because it removed the shock and her eyesight started coming back and everything was so bright, it hurt her, got headaches, all this stuff. So they looked at me, what do we do? I said, we lower the dose from 30C to 6C. And she got out of it, okay? But it's a clear case of, oh yeah, homeopathy clears blindness. It's due to a head injury, and it's functional blindness, you know? Okay, so phosphorus again. Thirst for cold drinks, chocolate, left-sided problem. Lycopodium right-sided, phosphorus more left-sided. Now, the trick in those situations, something might have began on the right and moved to the left, I still consider it right-sided. Okay? So don't get fooled. Oh, I can't get this remedy because it's left-sided. There's also a left-sided lycopodium-looking remedy called Argent Night, which we'll get to. It has all the symptoms of lycopodium, but it's left-sided. But they had problems started because the pancreas is on the right side, too. They have all these problems that might have started there, arthritis, diabetes, then it moved to the left, it's still right-sided, in my opinion. OK? Okay, phosphoric acid, last stages of diabetes, where they're actually losing weight, emaciating, after big griefs. It's one of the unbelievable grief remedies. It's rarely used because we don't have the, what do you call it? I don't know how to say it properly. But in ancient times, people would fall in love on a degree that we can't imagine. Okay, and now, you know, I don't know, because TV and movies and that. Okay, I always talk about the story of Layla and Majnun in the Middle East, that he was so in love with this woman, Majnun, but they were different tribes, and he pined away. He pined away. So he was in the desert, he couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep because he loved her so much, and they couldn't get married. Okay, so you have people that are homesick, shock, or death of a loved one, and ever since then they start losing weight, and they're pining away for something, okay? It's a big tuberculosis remedy and all that. Anorexic remedy, and it looks a lot like gelsemium. They become totally apathetic. They have no care for their appearance or working. They just sleep 18 hours a day. You have someone so chronic fatigued, sleeping 18 hours a day and don't want to do anything, think of phosphoric acid. And by the way, it's an ingredient in soda drinks. So you got aspartame and this in the sodas. And they crave bubbly drinks. Isn't that interesting? How the scientists said, well, let's use this as a preservative. And it actually makes you crave bubbly drinks. Okay? So a big one. But a big one is weight loss and emaciation with diabetes. Most diabetes you have are overweight. Okay? So that's just a quick little review of some remedies, show you little toxic remedies and all that. We'll quickly look at some of these superfoods. So in the back of these new books, I have there's a repertory, and each book has a repertory that includes the herbs and the foods. And this is a diabetic rubric. So you take the homeopathic rubric and the diabetic rubric, just from those two rubrics, you know, you got a lot of information for that one problem, okay? If we look at some of these things, I'll do it over here. I'm talking about last time I was here, someone told me about aloe, arborescens. And if we get some time tomorrow, I'll talk about that. But aloe vera, big one, I'll talk about that. Eating artichokes helps diabetics. Bitter melon, I'm going to give a talk on that. And black cumin seed, which is very big in the Middle East. It's black caraway, they call it in India, and that Nigella sativa. But these big ones, bitter melon, chia seeds, cinnamon, okay? Chia seeds, I'll give a little talk about that, unbelievable for diabetes. Cause it's like a triple attack. You got all these omega-3s for the brain, you got all this fiber to clean out the colon, okay? And you got all this energy in there, antioxidants and stuff, for stamina and things, okay? So this is a number one sports tonic. You just take a handful of chia seeds and go run and this type of thing. So diabetes with chronic fatigue. And the last thing is stabilizes blood sugar. So the Native Americans would take the chia seeds and take it and run 40, 50, 60 miles, stable blood sugar. So stabilizes their blood sugar, their insulin levels will start going down and level off at a lower level and get more energy. They sleep better, better bowel movements, all that from taking these chia seeds. There's a new movie coming out, a documentary on that coming out. And if you want more information, there's a book called Born to Run, New York Times bestseller, about these Native Americans that eat these chia. They would run from Colorado to California to go to a trading market. And you take the top Olympic athletes, they're like children to these people. You have teenagers run 80 miles a day, and we're talking marathons only 26. And there's 50,000 of these Tarahumara Indians in Mexico, only 50,000. They're surrounded in a canyon by drug dealers, so now they're shrinking. And they run for fun. They start running at 4 or 5 years old. They run and run. And they had, and the documentary is about taking the top runners, 6'5", the hydrated bottles, all the supplements, the special shoes, and all this. And these little Indians have a little loincloth and a little shirt. And it's amazing. And when they run, the shirt puffs up. And they did a 100-mile race at 5,000 altitude in Colorado, 100-mile ultramarathon race. And they just let the Americans and the top runners, they just let them run. They just ran and ran. They were about 30 miles ahead of them. And they believe in only running where you can hold a normal conversation. You shouldn't run to raise your heart rate and all that. And then they got to a point and they looked at each other and they winked. And they, in the last 30 miles, they ran full speed and beat the Americans by a few hours. But nothing. Not all the research and nothing. And Nike and all these people were going to support this movie and all that. But one of their sandals broke. So the guy, his sandal, he's running, the sandal broke, he stopped, he went into the grass and tied up some grass and that and repaired the sandal and kept running. Okay, unbelievable stuff. Cinnamon, I'm going to give a talk. Cinnamon water, one of the biggest tonics for diabetes. Research done in Pakistan and India. And you make this cinnamon water drink and you had the people drink it. And that's it, stabilizes blood sugar. And there's research on this stuff, okay? And another big one, because there's so many here, is Jerusalem artichoke. Okay, we also call them sunchokes. You guys have that here? Okay, we got to find out about the Japanese knotweed too. Anybody know you have Japanese knotweed here?
Yes.
Okay, unbelievable. I'll do that remedy tomorrow. You will never look at that weed again. He was telling me that some property won't sell if you have the. I can't believe it. I just tell you one thing. I mean, in all the health food stores, the most expensive supplement in the health food stores is called resveratrol. People heard of resveratrol? This is that stuff in wine. And all the supplements in the world are that have resveratrol, and it comes from that weed. The highest source of resveratrol on the planet is a weed that everyone hates and uses pesticides and herbicides to kill to get rid of. And it's the highest anti-aging thing is the weed. And I got recipes in the book, steamed Japanese with sesame sauce. And it's unbelievable stuff. In Japan, it's called Itadori, and it's a tea. And they drink it for diabetes. Okay, Itadori, okay?
So which one was that?
I don't think I put it up here yet. Japanese knotweed. We'll talk about it tomorrow, okay? Just a couple other things, then we get to the remedies. And kiwi fruit, I mentioned last time, kiwi fruit helps diabetes. Also, one of the main remedies, tonics for irritable bowel syndrome. They put people on kiwis, 4 or 5 kiwis a day, or you juice them and drink the juice, and their irritable bowel problems are getting better, okay? Milk, this is what we talked about last time. And miracle berry, did I tell you about that one? Okay. I love this stuff. Next time I come, summer school, I'm going to bring some. Or you guys can order some. But miracle berry is a miracle. It's so strange that they have miracle berry parties. Okay? So, you invite your friends over to the house, and you buy these miracle berries, usually a gum, a tablet, or something like that. And you all sit down and you get the most disgusting things you can think of, taste wise. Straight vinegar, peppers, whatever you can think of, the most grapefruit, whatever you don't like, you put it on the table. Okay? So you take the miracle berry. Okay, and this is from allopathic research. They're using it for chemotherapy patients. Unbelievable. Okay, so you take the berry and you start swishing around your mouth and you chew in your mouth. Anything you taste after that will taste like it's from heaven. From heaven. The pictures of people taking a shot of straight vinegar, they can't stand it. And then they take the miracle berry, take a shot, and it's like their eyes get, it's like divine apple cider wine or something. They can't even describe the taste. It's the only, the allopaths found this out. It's the only substance. It changes the enzyme. It's all acute enzyme that changes the taste of anything. And they give it for chemotherapy patients, okay, for a metallic taste in the mouth. and the horrible taste after chemotherapy. And that's also a sign of what? Heavy metal toxicity, okay? But we want to get the stuff out of there. We just don't want to cover up the taste. But they're using it for people that crave sweets. You can make anything you want, just divine, is all they say. So we bring some at summer school, we pass around, we have some, you know. Yes?
What about the smoking?
Bad taste in the mouth. I don't know. You'll be the first one to try it for that. Okay? So I think that's about it for that. Let's see what else. Yeah, let's go on to some of these remedies right quick. Okay. And this is some of the herbs here. And this is the biggest one of all, which we'll talk about after our break. And that fenugreek in the Middle East, and that you just make fenugreek tea, fenugreek water, and you drink it for diabetes. Cinnamon's there, and I think I mentioned last time, but when we talk about that, there's two types of cinnamons. One, you only want to use the Sri Lankan cinnamon. Cinnamon Ceylon. Cinnamon Verum, V-E-R-U-M. You want the cinnamon from Sri Lanka. Why? Sri Lankan cinnamon only. All the cinnamon you ever taste in your life is Chinese cinnamon. It's called cassia. All the ancient books in Ayurveda, herbal books, they're only talking about Sri Lankan cinnamon as the medicinal cinnamon. Now why? There's one reason. Now if you look up, this is a homeopathic remedy, right? Cinnamonum. It's a homeopathic remedy. You look up in the remedy. 1800s, the homeopaths did provings on cinnamon, and it's number one use in homeopathy. Anybody know? Hemorrhaging and bleeding. From the 1800s. Okay? Now, regular cinnamon, they taste totally different. They look totally different. They smell totally different. I always love people come in, I say, smell this. I say, oh my God, what is that? It's like, you know, they call it sweet cinnamon. Totally different cinnamon. Okay? So you have this, there's a chemical in cinnamon. You might have heard of it before. It's called Coumadin. People heard of Coumadin?
Yeah.
Allopathic drug for blood thinning. You take too much, you bleed. Chinese cinnamon, which is from China and Vietnam, cassia has 100 times more Coumadin in it. We're still talking small amounts, than Sri Lankan cinnamon. So when we have people taking teaspoons of cinnamon, and water, not straight. That's a whole nother story, okay? And you take that and mix it in water and drink it, and that we want the best cinnamon, the ancient cinnamon, the best tasting cinnamon, and the safest cinnamon. Now there's 20, 30 YouTube videos, it's called the Cinnamon Challenge. People saw that? You put it in your mouth dry, And I don't, has anyone won? I don't know. But you have to cough. Okay? You can't hold it in. You go, and that's the scent. And people are trying to hold it in and making bets and this and that. It's a cinnamon challenge. So just simple things. So let's take a break and then we'll talk a little about cinnamon. And especially this one here is the primary one.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that lecture with Dr. Robin Murphy. Robin's an incredible teacher, and the more that the information that he gives, you just want to learn more and more and more. And again, listen back to this episode, go over again and again, because it's such valuable information. So if you feel that homeopathy is calling you, if you feel that this is something that you want to study or pursue as a change of career, then check us out on www.chehomeopathy.com and apply today. We're taking applications for our January 2024 intake, where we offer courses as a one-year foundation course, or a four-year practitioner training part-time, or a two-year fast-track training. So if you feel homeopathy is calling you, then go to our website, www.chehomeopathy.com, and apply today.